Today's shiur is dedicated by Yael and Yosef Gurevich for Schus for Fu Shlema for Mr. and Mrs. Moshe and Elaine Rubin. Today's shiur is Masechta Nazir Daf Chaf Hei. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, the bottom line. The Gemara here on the bottom line quotes what we had learned in our Mishnah in the previous shiur, where the Mishnah says a woman had accepted upon herself to be a Nazira, and then her husband was made for it. But before her husband was made for it, before her husband nullified that Naziris, she had already designated funds for the Karbanis that an individual has to bring when the Nazir finishes their Naziris. And the question is, what is done with those funds? So the Mishnah said, Hayla Mastumim. If the money was not designated for any particular carbon, so then the Mishnah said the halacha is that yipul nedava, it should be taken for nedava. And we right away notice that the words that are being quoted are really not the words of our Mishnah, because as we just said, our Mishnah refers to a woman, and it should have said hayolah, if she had funds that are designated for the Naziris. The Gemara here uses the words hayoloi. And that's why Tosfos and all the other Rishonim explain that the Gemara is actually not quoting our Mishnah, but actually quoting the Mishnah in Masechta Me'ilah, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, that has the very similar halacha as we just spoke about now, where the Mishnah over there says, if somebody designated money for his Naziris, stumim, not designated for the money for specific kabanas, the halach is there's no chiyuv mila, even though we're not allowed to benefit from the money, the halach is because they could all be used for nazir, for shlamim. Meis v'hoylem ma'astumim, yiplu adavim. And Tosfos points out, why does our Gemara prefer to analyze that Mishnah, where our Mishnah is saying the same halacha? Shouldn't we be analyzing here Masechta Nazir the Mishnah that we just learned? So Tosfos explains that our Mishnah can be referring to a situation that when the woman separated this money, she said Elul Nizirasai, that she said all of this, and it could be interpreted that all of the money could be used for one type of the karbanis that a nazir has to bring, which is a karban oila, which could be brought as an adava. We wouldn't have a place for this kind of back and forth that we're going to learn in the Gemara. In that Mishnah, we couldn't explain it that way. But ask the Gemara, how could that money all be used for bringing a carbon oilus nadava? We know that when an individual finishes their naziris, one of the carbonas they have to bring is a carbon chattas. And the halacha is that a carbon chattas, or the funds that are designated for carbon chattas, can never be used for nadava. They can only be, and if they can't be used, then they should be thrown out. So how are we ignoring that amongst the money that is designated here is chattas money? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha hi benazir. There's a special halacha l'moshe m'Sinai that was taught to us when we speak about hilchas naziris, that if you have the case that we just described, that you have a situation that you have money that is, they have ma'astumim, and then the owner of that money cannot bring the karbanis, he's not a nazir anymore, that there's a special halach l'moshe m'Sinai that money should be used for nedava. Rish Lakish, Amar Rish Lakish offers a different teretz. The pasuk says, Ish ish mi beis Yisrael, u'min ager b'Yisrael, sh'yakrav karbana l'chol nedreim l'chol nedvoisom, ashekrivu l'Hashem l'ayla. The Torah says that the money that was designated to fulfill an obligation and then can't be used for that purpose, the halacha is Yehel Nadava should be used for Nadava. So we've just learned that the Gemara offered two different answers to the question. So the Marit Al-Ghazi asks, what caused the Gemara to ask a question here? What caused us to have a question of this shir is because there's chatas money mixed in here. But ask the Marit Al-Ghazi, let's think about this. There's oila money, there's shlomim money, which can be used to bring a carbon nedava, and there's chatas money. So the chatas money is the minority. So why don't we say that it's bottle? So the Marit, based on this question, says that we learn from here a very important halacha, and that is that money is a davar chashuv. Money is something which is significant, and something which is significant never becomes bottle. There are others that disagree, and they say that the reason the money in our Gemara doesn't become bottle is because the concept of bittel is only in a case where we had heter and we had isser, and then the heter and the isser got combined, got mixed up, and then, as we often discuss in our shurim, there are halachas of bittel. Here, when the shaila that we're discussing in our Gemara arises, it was already mixed up from the go. In a situation where somebody, where it's mixed up from the go, that's the halach, that's when we say, that's not a case where we could say bittel. Moreover, says Tosfos, that the teretz that Rosh Yochin gave, that's halach l'moshe m'Sinai, doesn't mean that in all cases we could say the halach l'moshe m'Sinai. There has to be two conditions for the halach l'moshe m'Sinai, says Tosfos, to be relevant. One is that it's mos tumim, and he said, and the person said, Elul kabanas nizrosai. Only when those two conditions are met, says Tosfos, Rabbi Yochanan suggesting we would have a case of the loch l'moshe m'Sinai that the money should be used to be brought for Naziris. So of course Tosfos asks, the pasuk that Reish Lakish quoted is not a pasuk that's speaking about Naziris. So why is Rav Shlokish saying that this pasuk is referring to Naziris when that's not the subject of this pasuk, and how come we're applying it to Hilchas Naziris? So Taisa says that to a degree it is referring to Hilchas Naziris, because the pasuk is speaking, as we read the words of the pasuk, L'chol Nedreyim, L'chol Nedvoisam. It's speaking about things that are donated. And Naziris is something that is donated because a person is not obligated to be a Nazir. He donates and he takes on the opportunity to be a Nazir. That is, it seems, not an adequate teretz. Because, yes, we could connect Naziris to something which is donated, but it still doesn't really show us, it doesn't really tell us that it should specifically be Naziris. So to that, I actually saw that the Shita says that Naziris is not only a situation where it's something which is donated, but Naziris has another point to it. It's brought through a donation, and through my volunteering to be a Nazir, I'm obligated to bring a number of karbonis, the chatas and the oil and the shlamim. That is, and the pasuk uses the words l'chol nedreyim, l'chol nedvasam, l'shem rabim. Naziris is unique that we have something that comes through a donation, and not only is it something that comes through a donation, but it's something that brings many kabbonis that begin through a donation. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan Dama Halacha, Hibin Nazir, according to Rabbi Yochanan that explained that this is a special halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, Amta l'hochi, that's why we could understand, Stumim, that only in a case, as we have been describing, that the money wasn't pre-designated, that he didn't say which money will be used for chatos, which will be used for oil, which will be used for the shlomim, that's when all of the money, if it's not usable for that purpose, should be used to be bought a carbon adava. If they had, however, been designated, then the halacha is that it should be used for the kabbonis that they're supposed to be used for. Ela Reish Lakish. But ask the Gemara, according to Reish Lakish, that says that this halacha is based on a pasuk of l'chol nedreim l'chol nedvaisam. So what forces us, asked the Gemara, my area, what forces us to say that the pasuk is referring specifically to a situation of stumim? Why can't we say that this pasuk is teaching us that even mufurashim, that even when the money was pre-designated, but now that it can't be used for that purpose, since it can't be used for that purpose, let us say that it should be used for carbon nedava. It should be used for carbon nedava. Amma, Rava, to this question, Rava responds, mufurashim, in a case where the money was already designated, loimatsa amrit. That can't be what the pasuk is saying, that the leftover money should be used for nedava. Because the Tana of Beir Yishmol already taught us that in such a case, the halacha is different. Because the pasuk says, Rakad Hashecha Shiyin L'chol Nderecha Tiso Vosa Mokam Hashivcha Hashem. The pasuk over here is not speaking about an actual carbon oila or an actual carbon shlamim, because the halachas of an oila and shlamim already explained elsewhere in the Torah. So what is the pasuk referring to? It says the Gemara, it's talking about Vlad Kachim, of an animal that was designated to be a carbon, had a baby, or B'tmuras Makasim Adaber, or it's talking about a halacha that we've spoken about previously, where you took an animal which is designated for carbon, and you should say, and you say, Tehezu Tmurazeh, this new animal should be a substitute for the original animal. That the halacha is, the Torah says, lo yamirenu. You're not supposed to do that type of substitution. But the Torah says, v'mhemer yamraisai. If you choose to do that type of substitution, v'yuhu usmerosa yekaidish. That the both animals will be kaidish. So the pasuk is speaking about somebody who had an animal that was designated as a carbon shlama, carbon oila, and they took another animal and said, this new animal should be a substitute for the original animal. That, as we just said, both of these animals are now kodesh, and the second animal is called Tamuras Kachim, Umata Kenosam. So now we have this Vlad, the baby of an animal that was designated as a carbon. We have the Tamura of an animal that was designated as a carbon. What do we do now? Says the Gemara, the Pasuk teaches us, Tisa Uvasam Al Shemakam Mashiach Hashem. We have to bring them to Beis HaMikdash. Continues the Braisa, Yochem Yalam LeBeisach Bichira, that indeed they should be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. V'yimna mehem mayim mazalim, don't feed them, b'shvil shiyamusa, we should just let them die. Tamalayim v'asisa alasecha habasa v'dom. Loim lach, the teacher's kadash at the noike be'oila, whatever we would do with the original carbon oila, noik b'tumarasa. That's the way you should treat the tamura. And whatever you would do with the carbon shlamim, we should do with vladeim. The Braisa is being very deliberate that by oila, says Tosfos, and the Rosh says both of them, that by oila it says tamura, and by shlamim it says vlad, not vice versa. An oila can only come from a male animal. So since it only can come from a male animal, you can't possibly use the word vladeis, children of an oila. Shlamim could come from females, and that's why we could use vlodos. But an oila can have a tamurus oila. Tamalayim v'asisa alasecha bas v'adam, la'im melach, the teacher's kadash at the noi b'oila, whatever you do with the original carbon oila, noi b'tamurasa, that's what you should do with the tamura. U'kadash at the noi b'shlamim, and whatever you do with the carbon shlamim, noi b'vladeim, that's what you should do with the vlad. Yochol, so I would think avlad chatas with tamuras oshem kain. The same thing should be by a vlad of a chatas and a tamuras chatas. And here too, point out the Rishonim. By chatas, the Braisa uses the word vlad because a chatas is could come because the chatas could come from an akeva, and that's why it's possible to say vlad chatas. An oshem can only come from a zocher. So you couldn't have said Vlad Osham, that's why it says Tmuris Osham, even though it could have technically said Tmuris Chatas. So I would say that the Vlad of Chatas and the Vlad and the Tmur of an Osham and a Chatas have the din that they should be brought as a Chatas and Osham. Tamaloimer says the Bryce of the Pasuk says Rak. The Torah uses the word rak, that these halachas, that the Vlad and the Tmura should be brought as the original, is only by Oil of Ashlamim, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That is the opinion of Shmuel. Kiva says, Ein Tzorach. We don't need to teach the word rak to teach us that. For Harei Oimer, the Pasuk says, Oshem, who? That the Pasuk that says by Karban Oshem says, Vavyosiyehei. Only the original animal that was designated for Karban Oshem should have that halacha, but not its tamura. So we see that the Braisa teaches us that both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva agree that the Meiser Chatos is left to die, and that's why the same halacha would be by the Meiser Chatos that should be taken to Yam HaMelech. That's why we can't use the Pasuk of L'chol Nedreim, L'chol Nedvoisom, to tell us that designated money should be used for Nedava. Because this Pasuk clearly teaches us that the Meiser of in those situations can, if you have designated money for the Karma Chatos, that it cannot be used for, it can't be used for Nedava, it has to be left to die. What will Rabbi Shmuel say? So the Rishonim point out, Rabbi Shmuel is going to say, we don't need, we know this halach from halach l'moshe m'sinai of the chamish chatos meisus. But the Gemara comes back for a moment to analyze what we just learned in this braisa. Ketani, the braisa said, yochi yalom l'beis ha-bechira, I would think that it would be appropriate to take them to the beis ha-migdosh, v'yim ne'mayim ha-menozon, and don't give them any nourishment, food, water, b'shvil she'yemusu, tamaloymer, that the Vlad and the Tmura should be brought as a carbon. But my, why would I think that that's the way they should be treated? As we just alluded to a moment ago, the Torah, the Gemara often speaks about the Chomesh Chatos HaMeisus. There are five types of Karmach Chatos that are left to die. And amongst those five are the Vlad Chatos and the Tmura Chatos. So the Torah teaches us a special halach l'moshe m'sinai, that the Torah says that they are left to die. But there is no halach l'moshe m'sinai to teach us that that would be the halacha by Vlad Shlomim, or Tmura Shlomim, or Tmura Sa'ila. So why would I think that they should be left to die? Answers the Gemara, Ilaf Kro, if I didn't have the pasuk of Asisa al-Asecha, Hav Amina, we would think that the halach l'moshe m'sinai is not only by Karma Chatos, but it's here to teach us the Vlad Chatos become Mokon, that it should be left to die anywhere. And here, in these cases, the halacha still remains that they should be left to die, but they're not left to die anywhere. Vlad Kotshim, they should be left to die specifically in the base of Mechira, specifically in the base of Migdosh. And that's what the Torah means by saying, Uva'asa Elamokon. So the Kumash Malan, the Loi, Vasisa of Asecha says that the Vlad Shlomim, the Tmura Shlomim, the Tmura Schatas are not left to die. The Vlad Shlomim and the Tmura Shlomim, the Vlad Oila are not left to die. But the question is, why would we think that they should have to be left to, they should be killed in the Beis HaMikdash? If they're left to die, why would I need to take it to Beis HaMikdash to let them die there? So Rishonim explain, because until they die, they have a Kedusha. And since till they die, they have a Kedusha, if they were left not in the Beis HaMikdash, people would come to use it for their own purposes. And that's why we would think that the best way to protect that from happening is by taking it up to the Beis HaMikdash. Ketani, the Braisa continued teaching us, Yochel av Vlad Chatos v'tmuras Chatos v'Vlad Chatos v'tmuras Oshem Kain Tam Loima Rach. That the Torah is teaching us that only by the Karban Oil and the Karban Shlomim is the halacha that they should be brought the way the original animal was supposed to be brought, but not by Chatos v'Oshem. But ask the Gemara Lamali Kro. Based on what we just discussed, why would we need a pasuk to teach us this halacha? Hilchasa Gemirlo. Isn't this halacha l'Moshe m'Sinai? That number one, that the halacha is Vlad Chatos l'misa azul, as we just said, that the Vlad of a Karma Chatos, halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that it's taken to be killed. And Why would we need a pasuk therefore to teach us differently? Answers the Gemara Hachinami. Indeed, we don't need a pasuk for the Vlad Chattas. But we do need the pasuk, Kra, we need the pasuk L'Asham Udasa. It's coming to teach us the Halacha by the carbon Asham. But ask the Gemara, Asham Nami Hilchasa Gemirullah. Isn't the Halacha of an Asham also taught by Halacha L'Mashem Sinai? Because the Halacha L'Mashem Sinai teaches us, the Kol She'ilu B'Chattas Mesa, wherever we have a situation that if it was a carbon Chattas, it would be left to die. B'Asham, Raya, by Asham, the halacha is that Yirat Shistav, we wait till it becomes a Bamum, and then we sell the we sell it, and the proceeds are used for Oilus Nadava. So why do I need the Pasuk? Answers the Gemara, Elim HaHilchasa, if we only had the Pasuk, have him in a Hilchasa, that indeed that is the halacha L'Mashem Sinai by the Karban Asham. However, the Akravei, if somebody, instead of doing that, went and brought the carbon chattas, the Vlad chattas, the Tmurus Asham, did bring them as a carbon, he should not be chayiv, it should not be considered b'di'evid unacceptable. The were you to do what we just learned, you shouldn't do, say, Rakud HaShecha teaches us that you are over a mitzvah to say. If we only had the Melach L'Mashem Sinai, we would think that, as the Rishonim point out, they can't be brought as a Chattas and Asham, as we often discuss. You can't bring a Karban Asham or Karban Chattas unless you're Mechuyiv to bring them. But maybe if you brought them as a Karban Oil or Karban Shlomim, it would be acceptable. Teaches us the pasuk of Rakot Shecha that it's also to be brought as a carbon, any type of a carbon. And even though, says the Meiri, the pasuk, the Gemara is saying that if one were to bring it, there are even a say, the Meiri says it's not a typical assay. This is in the category with something which is known as a lav haba ba mechlal assay. Says the Gemara, we learned also in the Braisa earlier, Rabbi Kiva Oime Einet Sarach. He says, I don't need the pasuk of Rak. Shrei Oimer, the Tosaf says, Oshem Hu, Liyosyehe, that it only the original animal could be brought as a carbon, Oshem, not anything else, not the Tmurus Oshem. But ask the Gemara, Lamali Kra, why do I need the pasuk of Oshem Hu? That Rabbi Kiva is saying is coming for that purpose. Ask the Gemara, as we just learned, Gemara Gemir Alon, don't we have Halacha L'Mashem Sinai, the Kol Shebechatas Mesa, wherever we have a situation that we're the Karban Chattas, the Halacha is, it should be left to die. Basham, we go through the process that we described, the Yirat Sheyistav, and then we sell the proceeds until it becomes Bamum, sell it, and then use it to bring an Oilus Nadava. Says the Gemara Hachinami, indeed, that is taught by Halacha L'Mashem Sinai. So if that's the case, what do the words Oshem Hu come to teach us? V'chi Asa Kra, the words also come to teach us L'Rav, to teach us the Halacha that Rav taught us. Dam Rav Huna Marav, Oshem Shenitik L'Riya. And we have this type of carbon Oshem that was designated to be left to graze till it becomes Bamum, etc. Examples are, if you designated an animal as a carbon asham and you lost it, and then you bring a different animal, and then the original animal is found, the halacha is, like we said, Yerushi Yastav, or Shachtu L'Shem Oila, if the animal, and before, what will be, so I have this animal, this carbon asham, she was Nitik L'Riya, and instead of waiting till it becomes a Bamum, and selling it, and using the proceeds to buy a carbon oila, I use this actual animal for a carbon oila kasha, says Tama the Nitik, the halacha that it's kasha. Tama, why is it b'dievet acceptable? The Nitik, because I already designated it as a carbon oila. Haloi Nitik, if I had not done so, then loi. Damakra, Oshem Hu, Bavyasi Yehei. So it's coming to teach us that even though the halach is that lechatchila, this carbon asham should not be brought on the mizbeach, this particular animal should not be brought on the mizbeach, we should do as we've been learning, yirat sheyistav, etc. The halach is that b'di'evid, if you use it as a carbon, you bring it as a carbon oilus nedava, it's acceptable. What is the definition of nitik l'riya? So there are a number of pshatim in the Rishonim. One is, it's up to the Bezdin. That once Bezdin issued a psak that this animal, this carbon asham, should be used for riya, as we discussed, the halacha is, that's when it's called nitik l'riya. Other Rishonim say it doesn't depend on Bezdin issuing a psak. If the treasurer in the Beis HaMikdash designated it for that purpose, that's already considered nitik l'riya. And a third pshat that the Rishonim suggest, it doesn't need the Bezdin, it doesn't need the Gizbar, all it needs is the owner who had this animal that he had originally designated for a carbon asham, but now can't be brought for that carbon asham. The halacha is that it should not. The halacha is that if it was brought as a carbon oiler after the nitik, the halacha is that it's fine. So there's an interesting discussion that I saw in the Sefer Chashuki Chemed. He says that what is the definition of asham shenitik l'riya? Asham nitik l'riya, as we just said, it was designated for grazing, and we wait till it comes, till it becomes bamum, and then the proceeds are sold to bring oil sedava. That's what the halacha is. So the question is that the Gemara Masechta Baba Kama, Daf Ayin Tes Omebeis, teaches us, Eim Agadlan Behema Daka Bet Yisrael. We're not allowed to raise this type of animal in Eretz Yisrael. Because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, we're worried that it's going to graze in other people's field and ruin the other fields. So the question is, how can we let it graze if we just said that you're not allowed to raise a Behemoth Daka, you're not allowed to graze in Eretz Yisrael? So one teretz that's offered is that indeed, under normal circumstances, we can't let that happen. But here, we're doing it for kachim. The halacha is, as we've been learning, that is the halacha that the Torah says should be done by kachim. Since that's the halacha that's done by kachim, that supersedes the gzeiros chazal of Eimah Galim Behemah Daka Bet Yisrael. But then, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein offers a different explanation. He says, as we just explained, the reason why Eimah Galim Behemah Daka in Eretz Yisrael is because of, we're worried what it's going to do to the property, to the fields of Eretz Yisrael. But if we're going to make sure that the animal doesn't do any damage, we wouldn't have that problem. Here, it's the kachim, it's the base. This animal is going to be protected, particularly according to the pshatim of the Rishonim that we quoted, that it's in the hands of Bezdin, in the hands of the Gizbar. The halacha that you're not allowed to let the animal graze, Behem Adakin, that's a stroll, is only when it's not protected. In a case where it's not, when it is protected, that halacha won't apply. Our Gemara also discussed the halacha l'mosh m'Sinai. And the Gemara asked the question that, as we just learned, that why do we need halacha l'mosh m'Sinai? If why do we need a pasuk, we have halacha l'mosh m'Sinai. So the Gemara said, if we only had halacha l'mosh m'Sinai, i'akrevei, if you did the wrong thing and you brought this animal that you ought not to bring as a carbon, lo'chayv l'klum, so that's why we need the pasuk to tell us that you're going to be over a mitzvah say, as we described it, a lav haba mechlal say. So we see a very interesting concept that I saw that the Achronim point out. We're used to understanding that Allah l'mosh m'Sinai is equivalent to a deraisa, and therefore, if one violates a halach l'mosh m'Sinai, it's as if he violated the Raisa. And if he did a mitzvah contrary to what the halacha l'mosh m'Sinai teaches us, he wasn't fulfilling the mitzvah. So for example, the halacha is that in tefillin, the batim and the ritzuas have to be black. What would be the halacha? That's halacha l'mosh m'Sinai. What would be the halacha if you wore your tefillin and they weren't black, the batim and the ritzuas? But the ever you yoytz the mitzvah. It seems from our Gemara, if there's no pasuk, then b'di'evit, it would be acceptable. But most Paiskim disagree, and they say Halach L'Moshe Mesinai, that even though in our Gemara it seems that it's only L'mitzvah, the Bi'a Halacha and Ayur Chaim Simen Lamed Gimel, Divrei Mask Halach L'Moshe Mesinai says that Halach L'Moshe Mesinai is Likuva, Halach L'Moshe Mesinai is absolutely essential, and therefore, if you're missing it, it's considered you didn't do the mitzvah. Similarly, there's a question when we know Sofik Deraisa L'Chumra, Sofik Derabbanan L'Kula. What is the halacha by a Sofik by a halacha L'Moshe Mesinai? Are we machmer or are we makel? The fact that our Gemara says that we need a pasuk to teach us that you're oivin asay, but the Gemara did not suggest the reason we need a pasuk is because if we didn't have a pasuk and it was only a halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, then it would be maybe a suffix would maybe be a lakula. The fact that the Gemara did not offer such a teretz seems to indicate that when you have a suffix, halach l'moshe mesinai, the halach is that you have to be machmer. And that's why the Gemara could not have said, well, I need a pasuk to teach us this, because otherwise I wouldn't be machmer by halach l'moshe mesinai by a suffix. So our Gemara seems to be a raya that by a suffix, halach l'moshe mesinai, just like by Sofik Deraisa, the halacha is, we go l'chumra. Of course, the Achronim discuss this because this entire concept of Sofik Deraisa l'chumra is really the subject of a machloikus of the Rambam and the Rajbo. The Rambam says that the halacha of Sofik Deraisa l'chumra is only a din derabonon. It's the Rajbo who says that the din of Sofik Deraisa l'chumra is a din daraisa. So according to the Rambam, this Gemara would not be a raya that sofik daraisa lechumra is that we go lechumra even by a sofik halach l'moshe mesinai.